The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 4th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 24th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadeva Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna.
So, here is Vachastattva Nishchayam Atmana. Vaiyasati. So, Atmatattva, self-realization. This is required. So, we have to approach a person like Vaiyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami, Nishchayam, Vachastattvam Nishchayam. If you want to know positively, Nishchayam, without any mistake, then we have to approach a person like Sukadeva Goswami, or the parampara system, who is coming in disciplic succession of parampara system. The parampara system means, just like we claim, parampara system from Krishna. So, whatever Krishna says, or he said 5,000 years ago, we are repeating the same thing. That is called parampara system. Not that the world has changed, scientific advancement is very great, now we can interpret in this way and that way. This is all nonsense. All nonsense. You cannot change a single alphabet. They are all unmistakable. They cannot be changed. That is Nishchaya Atmana. If you want to know positively what is God, then we should take lesson from a self-realized soul who has understood, who has seen Gyanina Tattva Darshina. Just like here it is, Tattva Nishchayam Atmana. So Tattva, the truth. So one must have seen the truth, realized the truth. Tad Vijnanartham Sa Guru Meva Avigacchet. That is Guru. Means one who has seen the truth. How he has seen the truth? Through the parampara system. Krishna said this, and then Brahma said the same thing, the Narada said the same thing, Vyasadeva said the same thing, and then disciplic succession, Madhyacharya, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya, Sara Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. In this way, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, then we are speaking the same thing. Not that. Because we are modernized, modern science has changed, nothing has changed. It is all foolishness. That change is a schedule change, just like day after night, and again night after day, again day after night. This is not change. This is a system. That because we, our poor fund of knowledge, just like there are many insects, their birth, death, marriage and everything is finished within night. They never see the day. So, if they see day, so by chance, they will say, oh, it has changed. Because their experience is, they have never seen day. Their experience with night. So all of a sudden, if he sees that there is daylight, what is this? Oh, the whole world has changed. No. You have not seen the so-called scientific discovery. They are seeing something, but the next stage, they have no power to see. And they think, when they see the next item, oh, the world has changed. There is no question of changing. It is on the process. Just like another example can be given. The film. If you see the film as it is, each picture you will see different picture. But actually it is not different in the same, it is the process. How the hands and legs will move, the picture is made in such a way that when it is put into the machine, you will find the hands and legs are moving. Change, sishti-sthiti-pralaya. Sishti-sthiti-pralaya. There are three kinds of changes. First of all, change is the sishti. Sishti means creation. Creation. This material world, there was no material world. There was spiritual world. Just like when all of a sudden cloud appears in the sky. The sky was there. The cloud has appeared. Similarly, this material creation is like that. It is just like a cloud in the vast spiritual ocean, sky. The sky is spiritual. This sky in which we are now existing, that is not spiritual. Just like the sky covered by the cloud is the same sky, but it is covered. Similarly, we are living within the covered sky. And if you penetrate the cover, then you go to the spiritual sky. While going to the spiritual sky, you have to give up your body. The body is a combination of five elements. So, there is talk in the this universe is covered by seven layers. Earth, water, fire, air, like that. When we shall be going to the spiritual sky, we have to pass through these seven layers. Each layer is 10 times bigger than the first. Suppose we pass the air layer, the next layer, the fire, is 10 times bigger. Then water 10 times. In this way, we have to pass through. We are so much tightly packed up. It is not so easy. Like take a Sputnik and go anywhere. No. That requires sadhana bhajan, practice. How to give up this encasement of seven layers and then completely pure spirit, soul, you enter into the spiritual sky. That is merging in the spiritual effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. Then you can go farther and enter into the spiritual planet if you are fit for that. Otherwise you remain in the Brahma Jyoti, nirvishesh, without any variety, simply light, as the Jnanis they want. But you cannot stay there, because you are a living entity, you are part and parcel of Krishna. So actually you are trying to go to Krishna, just like a child is crying. The idea is that the child wants mother, her mother's breast milk. That is his demand. But sometimes we do not know, we try to make the child comfortable in different ways. Similarly, all of us are searching after Krishna. That is the fact. Krishna being the supreme, we are all being parts and parcel. Our natural tendency is to approach Krishna. Manushya partha sarvas. Momo vartanu vartante manushya partha sarvas. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find it. Momo vartanu, they are all trying to come to me. But they are being hampered by different types of maya. So, the spiritual advancement means ultimately to approach Krishna. This is very nicely explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The bhaktilata, the creeper of bhakti, is growing. But it will go on growing, growing, growing until the bhaktilata catches the lotus feet of Krishna. You will see the creeper, they grow, they try to catch something. Small. As soon as they get a pillar or wood, immediately, by nature. Similarly, you go on increasing your bhakti kripa. The bhakti kripa, eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev, guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Bij. Bij means seed. Guru krishna. Krishna and guru. When both of them are merciful, then you can get the seed of bhakti lata kripa. Mali haiya sei bij karaye ropan. When you get a nice seed, just like you are growing, nursing the tulsi seed very carefully. Tulsi seed, that is the example of bhakti seed. Similarly, you have to nurse the bhakti seed by giving all protection, watering daily. So what is the watering process? This watering process. Savan kittan jale karaye sechan. Mali hai asai bij karaye ropan. Savan kittan jale karaye sechan. You have to become a gardener and where is the provincial? Is not here. Yes, that's all. Savan kirtan jale karayasecha. Hearing. If you want to come to the right conclusion, then you have to hear from persons authorized, not from the nonsense rascals, politicians, diplomats, no. Just like here it is said, Vayasati. You have to hear from Vayasati or his representative. Vayasakeriti bachas tatta nishchayam atmana. If you hear from the right person, then tatta nishchayam, then positively you can realize self. And if you hear from some rascals, they have no connection with Vayasaki. Simply by dint of mental speculation, interpreting, I think this may be this, I think this. What you are? Nonsense. You think? We don't accept such nonsense things. It must be positively authorized. As it is said here, Vayasakiriti vachas tatta nischayam atmana. When you hear from the right person, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tatta darshina. Jnani and tatta darshi, simply jnani, simply ABCD knowledge, academic education will not help. He must be jnani, at the same time tatta darshi. That tatta darsha cannot be possible by mental speculation. Chirang vichinnan athapiti deva padam bujadayam prasadali sana grihita eva hi janati tattam janati tattam nachanna ekopi chirang vichinnan. Who knows the tatta? Athapi te deva padambujadam prasada lesana grita. One person who has got a slight benediction from your lotus feet. Not that all. A slight. Salpamapi yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If you get a glance, then your life is perfect. Immediately. Not that you have to get all the mercies of the Lord. It's even little, very insignificant part. That means, insignificant, that is Krishna is teaching himself. Just surrender. So, this much mercy every one of us we can take. How? Krishna, I was wandering throughout the whole universe in so many lives. I did not know that you are my supreme master. Now, from this day, I surrender unto you. Krishna is ready. Aham tva sarva pape bhama khaishyami. Yes, you do it. I shall give you protection from all sinful resultant action. Immediate. A simple process. So this much mercy we can take if we will, but we are not willing. We surrender to some rascal, but not to Krishna. That is our position. We shall surrender to this man, that man, this man, this man. Why not Krishna? Now Maya will say, no. What is Krishna? He will surrender to such big politician, big yogi, big bluffer, cheater. He will surrender. Maya is always after you to bewilder you. Because we have forgotten Krishna by our independence, misusing our independence. So Maya wants to give us some good lesson that forgetting Krishna, you are trying to be happy. All right, I shall give you nice happiness. This is going on. Therefore, Maya is very strong. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijji sagunamai mama maya turattaya. You cannot get out of the clutches of Maya so easily. Then, how it is possible? Mame vajapapadanti, maya me tahantar. Isn't it? If anyone fully surrenders unto me, then he can get out of the clutches of Maya. So here Parikshit Maharaj is fully surrendered to his spiritual master. Vyasaki riti vachas, whatever he said. Vyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami, he placed the whole thing before him. How to concentrate one's mind on Krishna? The upadharjamati in Krishna. Then immediately, this is the result. If you approach a bona fide representative, then taking lessons from him, the result will be upadharjamatin krishne. Your surrender will be on Krishna. Read the purport.
Word's theme is very significant. This means existing and chaste, and both imports are perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. The whole Vedic adventure is to draw one's attention entirely unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna without any diversion, as it is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Fortunately, Maharaj Parikshit had already been attracted to the Lord from the very beginning of his body in the womb of his mother. In the womb of his mother, he was struck by the Brahmastra atomic bomb released by Ashwatthama, but by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from being burnt by the fiery weapon. And since then, the king continually concentrated his mind upon Lord Krishna, which made him perfectly chaste in devotional service. So by natural sequence, he was a chaste devotee of the Lord. And when he further heard...
Yeah, one important matter is there, that Parikshit Maharaj, while he was in the womb of his mother, there was Brahmastra targeted upon him by Ashwatthama. And he was to be killed. Practically he was killed. His mother felt miscarried and immediately approached Krishna that I am feeling like this. The only son of this Pandava dynasty is going to be lost. So Krishna immediately entered the womb of Uttara and saved the baby. Now, the Parikshit Maharaj is recognized devotee, otherwise Krishna would not have taken so much trouble. He wanted the Parikshit Maharaj. Now, when he was cursed by a Brahmin to die within 7 days, why Krishna did not save him, or why he did not seek Krishna's protection? This question may be this. He was a young man. He was not old man. He could live. That question was made also. The Parikshit Maharaj, such a nice king, his life was dedicated for the welfare of his subjects. So actually, his body was meant for the benefit of others. Why did he leave it? Did he quit it? This question was there. Because anyone who has dedicated his body for the service of all humanity, that means he has dedicated the body for Krishna, because Krishna is Suhida Sarvabhutana. Suhidam Sarvabhutana. Krishna is the sincere friend of everyone. So, one who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness, that means he is also trying to make others to feel that Krishna is the Supreme Friend. So that body is Krishna's body. Now, why Parikshit Maharaj decided that he could counteract the Brahmin body? It was not difficult for him. But he did not act it counter. And he agreed to die. And Krishna also, from within, dictated, Parikshit, now agree to die. Why? If Parikshit Maharaj was not in that position, that he was to die within 7 days, this Bhagavat would not have come. This is the purpose. That was the purpose. Otherwise, he could counteract. He could save himself, personally, or with the help of Krishna. He didn't care for any curse. But, if he would not have taken this position, this Bhagavat would not have come. It was for Parikshit Maharaj. So we have to study in this way. Thank you.